Elon Musk could become the world's first trillionaire after 75% of Tesla's shareholders approved a new pay deal. A trillion dollars, excuse me, is $1 million. And in case you're wondering, $1 million is a quadrillion. However, Musk, who is already the world's richest man, must drastically raise the electric car firm's market value over 10 years. For more, we're joined by technology journalist Elaine Burke and host of the For Tech's Sakes podcast. Morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
That's a lot of money.
It is, yeah. It's actually, I find it easier to imagine it. If you got a dollar per second from when you were born, you'd be a millionaire within a week and a half. You'd be a billionaire before you're about in your mid-30s. But it would take you longer than human cells have existed to reach 1 trillion. So that's the kind of scale you're looking at here.
There are strings attached, quite big ones, actually. Will he achieve the goals required to make the pay?
That is a big question mark. So this is to take place over the next 10 years. He has to increase Tesla's market value in the next decade and hit these targets. He needs to get the market value of Tesla to $8.5 trillion. There's no company valued that highly at the moment, but Nvidia did recently reach $5 trillion. Currently, Tesla's value is about $1.4 trillion. And he needs to get 1 million self-driving robo-taxis into commercial operation. And again, by comparison, in terms of the self-driving market at the moment, there's probably less than 30,000 of those cars on the roads globally from various operators. So that would be quite a leap that they're looking for here.
But the main business of Tesla, electric cars, they're not doing very well, are they?
They are struggling against competitors like Rivian, which is a Chinese brand. And at the moment with the Cybertruck, it's been around for just about 2 years, and they've seen 10 recalls, and one of them was just recently for 6,000 or so cars. And the Cybertruck just certainly hasn't performed the way that it might have been hoped to. And that was kind of looked at as like this Musk pet project. It's kind of a... for me, it looks a bit like when Homer designs the car in The Simpsons, because it's kind of very much in his own image. And again, like even with this shareholders meeting, he is talking about things that seem to excite Elon Musk as opposed to excite people who would buy money or spend money on things. And he's talking about things like the Optimus humanoid robot and not cars and the things that Tesla is meant to be known for making.
Speaking of exciting Elon Musk, I saw a few clips of the announcement of his pay package and his speech and his dance to shareholders. Take us through it if you dare.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't like a stuffy AGM like you would expect. And I think that's kind of part of the cult and the myth of Musk that's kind of built up this valuation around him. Because that $1 trillion pay packet, I should say, like all of Musk's wealth, not all of it, but significant part of Musk's wealth is built up on Tesla's valuation. It's the shares that he will be awarded that will give him that $1 trillion pay packet, and the valuation of the company being wrapped up in that as well, in terms of those milestones that I mentioned. And in this drive to become the world's first trillionaire, which I do think was an ambition of his, he had to get his retail investors on board. So the more everyday people who were shareholders in the company, as opposed to the institutional investors, yes, who had largely rejected this deal. So he creates this kind of cult around it. And yeah, there was a big performance on stage, dancing and talking about how this isn't your average shareholder meeting. It's a banger.
Did his time or his actions in the Trump administration not matter at all to the Tesla board?
Well, the board has one of his brothers on it, so there's that as well. But it's also like there's still consternation among the vast amount of people who have shareholding in Tesla about the value of Musk. So for some people, it seems to be that you put him at the head of your company, you make him your front man, and you make money. It seems to happen regardless. And in the last 6 months, Tesla's valuation has gone up quite dramatically, even though Musk's public profile seems to have sunk as well. Now, he has seemingly slightly unpicked himself from the Trump administration, which was definitely harming Tesla sales. We saw globally there was protests happening outside their car dealerships, and there was even people's cars were getting defaced or even attacked in certain ways when it was known to be a Tesla. So even though public opinion seems to be against him, that price still goes up. And okay, I think for some people, whether they're not a fan of Elon Musk, they are maybe a fan of making money.
Elaine, thanks for speaking to us again. That's technology journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Great name for a podcast. Elaine Burke, thank you.